We're back live at Waitsburg High School. Just a couple more girls' statistics to share with you. Then let's start talking about the boys' game. The girls out-rebound Waitsburg 35-27. Three players with six rebounds apiece to lead the sales. Maren Conley, six rebounds to go with her 9 points. Nicole Duncan, six rebounds to go with her 6 points. And Madeline Roach, six rebounds to go with her game-high total of 11 points. There we got a little Christmas music going. A lovely night for a sleigh ride together with you. Yeah, I don't know if you can hear that Jingle Bells music going on or not. The Waitsburg band, a great job entertaining the fans. The Sales shot 17 of 59 from the field in the girls' game, so that's a stat. That's a stat wrap-up for the girls. And they will play Thursday, as I mentioned, against LaSalle at the Sales. A 6:30 contest, girls only. The LaSalle Lady Lightning, the preseason number one team in the state. And that will be a very good contest. And the girls will certainly find out what they're made of here in the early season. They have a win over La Crosse-Washtenaw, who is a perennial contender in the Whitman County League and returned a couple senior starters. That was missing was La Crosse-Washtenaw. One of their key seniors, a 5'11 senior named Pam Passmore, was missing from that contest. So DeSales still played very well. Tonight, the girls win against an obviously outmatched Waitsburg girls team, but they will be truly tested Thursday at 6:30 when the LaSalle Lady Lightning come to town. But now it's time for boys basketball. Let's talk about the Irish boys under head coach Greg Fazzari. Last year, this team 23-3 on the season. Two of their three losses to Sunnyside Christian. Once in the regular season, once in the state quarterfinals. Sunnyside Christian ended up winning the state championship. The Sales' only other loss all season was to Ritzville on day three of the tournament. The Irish boys, a hard luck state tournament last year. They opened up by upsetting Republic, the defending state champions, in the first round, the tournament shocker. And then the next night, a tough night offensively against the eventual state champion Sunnyside Christian Knights. And then on the third day of the tournament, trying to recover from that quarterfinal loss, they couldn't do it against Lynn Ritzville. They had the lead in the fourth quarter, but Lynn Ritzville came back and ended the Sales boys season. Gone off that team, talented seniors. Nick Conley was a starter. Gavin Spees was a starter. Nick Richard, also a starter in that state tournament contest. Off the bench, they lost Matt Fazzari, another senior, and Cesar Lopez, who really started most of the season, but in the playoffs, Coach Fazzari was choosing to bring Cesar in off the bench. I'm just looking at my notes from last year's state tournament. So key seniors, Nick Conley, Matt Fazzari, Cesar Lopez, Gavin Spees, and Nick Richard, five seniors gone off that roster, along with Brendan Sherry, who is a very key emotional supporter off the Irish bench. So six seniors are gone from the roster. The Irish do return a couple players, three players, in fact, who saw a lot of minutes on that 23-3 team last year. Casey Worth, a 6-foot senior, returns as a starter. Michael Richard, a 6'2 junior, who had some shoulder injury problems, started off and on last year. He is an extremely talented player. He is back. And Ben Wall, who became the low post force for DeSales last year, the 6'2 senior whose favorite sport is football, but he's a team player guy. He's on the basketball court, and his presence will be felt down low. He is a very physical player. So Wall, Worth, and Michael Richard, key players back off that 23-3 club. The rest of the players on the roster up off the JV squad. One key newcomer for DeSales, it'll be interesting to watch tonight, is Cameron McKinney, a 5'10 junior who transferred to DeSales this year. Helped out on the football team, and basketball is definitely his favorite sport. He's got some good skills. Watched him during the summer games. It'll be interesting to see Cameron in the green and gold tonight for DeSales. That's a look at the DeSales roster real quick. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll look at Chris Pearson's Waitsburg roster. When we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
How is it that L&G Ranch Supply can keep their prices so darn low? Well, for starters, they are a member of one of the largest farm and home store chains in the country, which gives them incredible buying power. Couple that with truckload pricing, and you end up with some of the best savings you'll find anywhere. And L&G has been family-owned and operated since the 60s, which makes shopping at L&G simply a delight. Try it sometime. There's no other store like L&G. Find out why at 2930 East Isaacs in Walla Walla.
You boys keeping the customers happy now.
Mama mia.
Our new house sampler was such a success,
but it left out some toppings you like the best.
So if your favorite pizza didn't win the race,
we will make you a sampler that suits your own taste.
I would have liked the Shabam to win.
If I'd had my choice, the Clarkson Special would win.
You see, we have so many pizzas to choose.
Order your favorites and no one will lose.
Just select your four favorite pies.
And we'll create your own sampler right before your eyes.
Bazzari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
Parvovirus is a serious, deadly threat to the unvaccinated dog. It is so infectious that virtually anyone or any object can become a carrier simply by coming in contact with an infected dog's stool. The virus can survive long after the stool has been removed. Due to the seriousness of this illness, consult your Walla Walla area veterinarian to make sure your dog is protected against parvovirus. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Nobody sells new Pontiacs, Buicks, or GMCs for less. Nobody. For more than 50 years now, Dale Graves has offered these quality cars and trucks at the lowest prices available anywhere. Low-pressure salespeople, high customer satisfaction ratings, and tightly controlled overhead. Just a few of the reasons why Dale Graves has been a community leader in the automobile business for so long. Dale Graves, Inc. Pontiac Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. A proud member of the DeSales family.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Waitsburg High School. The Waitsburg band continues to entertain the fans. They're directly to my left up in the balcony area. The Waitsburg Cardinals at the far end of the court from my vantage point, warming up in the home white uniforms with the red numerals and red and white trim. Red and black trim, that is. The white is the dominant color. Waitsburg struggling thus far this season. Chris Pearson lost all five of his starters to graduation last year. They are a young squad. They do have two seniors listed on their roster. Trey Cole at 5'10" and Trevor Lindsay at 6'5". Lindsay will be the tallest player on the floor tonight. But Waitsburg is struggling in the early season games. They have big losses to a very good St. John Endicott team. I think it was like 90-something to 23. Obviously not something you want to remember if you're a Waitsburg fan. I don't remember the exact score either, but Chris Pearson, a class guy. I've known him since he played here at Waitsburg, and he's doing a great job from a character-building standpoint with this Waitsburg Cardinal program. He's just young, and they're rebuilding, and they'll try to get the jump on the Irish. DeSales replacing a lot of key players as well, and let's see if Waitsburg, the fact that Waitsburg has already played four games, and the Irish boys will be playing their first game, and after having only practiced together for 6 days, we'll see if that's enough to keep the Waitsburg Cardinals in it and maybe get a win over the DeSales Irish. We're going to take one more quick break, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Western Farm Service for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs. And for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Western Farm Service is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish all the best in their bid for a state championship. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Western Farm Service, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
Need some fabrication work or machining done? Walla Walla Farmers Co-op has one of the best fab shops that you'll find anywhere. Whether it's sprayer parts, steel tubing, steel plate, steel shaft, chrome cylinder shaft, stainless steel, or aluminum, there's no job too small or too large for our full-service machine and fabrication shop. Come in and see what else we have to offer at the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op Machine Shop, 928 West Main Street,
Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups as they're being announced here. For DeSales, Casey Worth, a returning starter for DeSales. He's a 6-foot senior. John Thomas, a 5'8 senior up off the junior varsity from last year, will start. Michael Richards, a very talented 6'2 junior. He's going to be asked to do a lot for Greg Fazari's squad this year. Cameron McKinney, the new guy on the block and in the hallways for DeSales, a 5'10 junior, will start. And Ben Wall, the 6'2 senior, will start inside for DeSales. For Waitsburg, Trey Cole, a 5'10 senior. John Gertz, a 5'11 sophomore. Tyson Cole, 5'11 sophomore. Jeremy Nichols, a 5'10 junior. And Colton Townsend, 5'10 sophomore, will start. So the second senior for Chris Pearson, Trevor Lindsay, the tallest player on the floor, I mentioned at 6'5", he will not start tonight for Waitsburg, but I'm sure he'll be a factor at some point. So Greg Fazari huddling up his Irish players for the season opener, the green uniforms with the gold trim and the white numerals. Jeremy Nichols, a 5'10 junior for Waitsburg, will jump center against Michael Richards, the 6'2 junior. Nichols, very quick, athletic player on their football team. The Cardinals, other than Lindsay, listed at 6'5", are a very small team. Only one other player listed over 6 foot. That's Adam Fitzhugh, a freshman. Tip easily controlled by Michael Richard into backcourt to Casey Worth. Casey will walk it into front court, and the Irish season is underway as they defend their Blue Mountain League title. Baseline shot by Casey Worth, 15-footer is good. So the Irish first touch by Casey Worth is a bucket, and they'll show pressure. They lead it 2-0. Trey Cole, long pass to Nichols, behind everybody. He misses the lay-in, though. High rebound by Gertz, who's got a whistle and a foul on the putback. So the Cardinals break the press easily. Nichols misses the lay-in. Gertz with the high-flying rebound. And the foul was on John Thomas, his first. So the Sales didn't get back on the press, and the Cardinals broke it easily. Gertz, first free throw is good. So both teams get on the scoreboard on their first possession. Irish lead it 2-1. Eric Hysaw, Ron Higgins, and I don't know the third official. The three-man crew from the Blue Mountain Association. And John Gersh hits both free throws, and we're tied at 2. Both teams scoring in the first possession. Michael Richard loses the dribble, flips, falls, and he skids it to Cameron McKinney out top. Now high between the circles with it is Casey Worth. Dribble drive left side in the left corner to Richard. Three on the way. He's got it. No jitters for the Irish. Casey Worth and Michael Richard both dead on, nothing but the bottom of the net. A lot of times, DeSales has been a good problem. They've had late starts because of state football experience, and a lot of times the shooting touches off, but tonight so far they're 2-for-2. Shot missed by the Cardinals. Rebound McKinney. Outlet to Michael Richard. Irish want to run. Michael left-hand dribble, now right-hand, now gives it in the corner to John Thomas in the far right corner. Waitsburg in a zone defense pass in the middle of Casey Worth, stripped away by Townsend, and the Cardinals have it in bringing the front court. Casey thought he got fouled on the entry pass. 5-2, Irish lead it early. They're 2-for-2 from the field. Gertz gets it to Nichols. Pass down low for Townsend, knocked away by Thomas. Then Wall gets it, slapped away by Townsend. It goes right to Cole. Tyson Cole can't hit the shot. Rebound Casey Worth. Outlet to Michael Richard. Quickly up court to McKinney. McKinney goes baseline. Cut off. Pass out top to Richard. Michael for three. Off the iron. Won't go. Ben Wall strong with the rebound. Ben will lay it in. Big Ben Wall. 6-2. About 2:40. And he cleared things out and put it back. Irish up 7-2. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Irish will show pressure. Tyson Cole, who's got a whistle. And Chris Pearson wants a timeout. 2 minutes exactly gone in this first quarter. Irish up 7-2. It's just a 30-second break, so we'll go ahead and keep it here. So DeSales off to a good start, unofficially, of course. They are 3-for-4 from the field, and their only miss, a Michael Richard three-point attempt, was rebounded by Ben Wall and put back in. So the Irish off to a good start offensively. Greg Fazari's got to be pleased in the huddle up, along with varsity assistant coach Rob Holtzinger. Longtime Irish assistant coach Todd Kimball. decide to take the year off this year. Coach Kimball did a great job for years. He's in the stands watching with his two little boys, and that's exactly why he's not coaching, so he can spend more time with those guys. After the timeout, the Cardinals bring it into front court. Townsend swings it over to Jeremy Nichols. Casey Wirth on him. Nichols, one dribble, swing it over to John Gertsch. Gertsch on the drive, gets by Bo Ebding, who's checked into the game after the timeout. Ball's loose, ball on the deck. Bo Ebding saves him, and he's undercut by Trey Cole and knocked out of bounds. And they're just going to say off Waitsburg, no foul. So Bo Ebding and his brother Zach are both in, and Tim Wade. So he's got three guys came out of that huddle. Tim Wade's a senior for DeSales, 6 foot senior. Down low, Casey Wirth trapped on the baseline. Gets to Zach Ebding out top. Zach, a senior. His brother, Bo, a junior. Off to McKinney. McKinney hits the three. So another three-point basket. DeSales, four different players have scored their 10 points. Greg Mazzari's got to like what he sees early here. Into front court, Tyson Cole. Goes all the way down the baseline. Down low to Nichols. Tough shot up over Casey Wirth, and he's got it. Jeremy Nichols with the first field goal for Waitsburg. Bo Ebding drive the other way. Shot won't go. You got a whistle and a foul on the rebound. I think it's going to be on Townsend as Tim Wade had position on him. Colton Townsend picks up his first foul. First foul on Waitsburg. Casey Wirth will inbound under the DeSales basket. They'll set up the inbound play. A very short team on the floor for DeSales right now. Tim Wade, at 6 foot, their tallest player out there. McKinney to Zach Ebding, three on the right wing. He's got it. Boy, the Irish shooting touch is excellent right now. 13-4 to sales. Jeremy Nichols breaks the pressure the other way, gets it to Gertz. Baseline, 15-footer out the arm, won't go. Rebound, Zach Ebding. Outlet to his brother, Bo. Bo up the left side to Casey Wirth. He'll spot up for three off the back iron, won't go. But that's the sales basketball. Pass, pass, shoot the first good-looking shot you've got, whether it's a three or a lay-in. And Greg Fazari will take that in transition every time. Cole to Townsend. Townsend up high to Jeremy Nichols. Bo Ebding on him. Swing it over to Gertsch. Wade runs out of Gertsch, and he fouls him. Tim Wade aggressive on the defense, but too aggressive. I have Tim Wade listed as number 25 on the roster, but he's wearing number 35, which is not even listed in the program. So Tim picks up the foul. Inbounds goes to Gersh, but he's stripped by Bo Ebding. Bo controls it on his knees and gives it off to Casey Wirth. Good defense by Bo Ebding. Casey walks it into front court. Pass inside to McKinney. Spins away from a defender. Can't hit the lay-in. Rebound inside by Gersh. Good cut by McKinney. He just couldn't finish it as the Cardinals went to the man-to-man defense. The Irish have been busting the threes against the zone. Cole on the baseline. Hits the bounces five times on the rim. Tipped off by McKinney to Zach Ebding. Ahead of the pass to Casey Wirth, who lays it in. Nice transition basket. Rebound, outlet, and a lay-in for Casey Wirth. He's got four. 15-4 to sales. Hounding Tyson Cole are the Irish. Got a whistle and a block foul is going to be called on probably Casey Wirth as he and Bo Ebding were hounding Cole. Yes, it's on Casey Wirth, his first. Second on DeSales. 15-4. Good start to the game for DeSales. They're hitting their shots, and they're aggressive in transition. And now Trevor Lindsay, the 6'5 senior for Waitsburg, checks in. And Tim Wade went to sit down along with Cameron McKinney as John Thomas checked in. And they said, Tim Wade, you got to get back in the game. So Tim's back out there. And also in for Waitsburg is number four, Jeff Hofer, just a freshman. He gives it off to Nichols. So Chris Pearson and Greg Fazari both going to their bench. The 6'5", Trevor Lindsay with the ball. Kicks in the corner to Nichols. Pie to Hofer. Hofer is fouled by Zach Ebding. Zach slapped at the ball and then kind of lost his footing at the same time and smacked into Hofer. Zach's first foul, fourth team foul. We'll see how the legs are for those DeSales football players. There's a difference between being in football shape and basketball shape. Football's more of a physical, big muscle got to be in shape. You got to push and shove and go hard in 30-second spurts or so, and then you go in the huddle and catch your breath. Basketball, you're just kind of going all the time. Townsend in the corner to Nichols. Up high to Hofer. Swing it to Terry Cole. Cole to Townsend to Cole. DeSales kind of a matchup zone look. The Cardinals trying to move the ball against it. Pass inside. Hofer hit Trevor Lindsay right in the feet with the pass. That's not where you want to hit your 6'5 post player. Ball's tied up in the possession arrow in favor of Waitsburg. So Trey Cole will inbound. He's a quarterback on the football team. He signals play number two, inbound play in the basketball game. It's a lob to Lindsay. He can't get the handle on it. Wade ends up with it to Michael Richards. Zips a pass inside. Headed for John Thomas, but tipped away and out of bounds. They say last touch by John Thomas. I saw it tipped by Jeremy Nichols, but maybe John touched it as well. Cameron McKinney checks back in, and Zach Ebding's going to come out. Zach kind of limping just a little bit. So Michael Richard, Cameron McKinney, John Thomas, Casey Worth, Ben Wall. The starting five is back on the floor for DeSales. Pass inbounds, dropped by Nichols, picked up by Richard to McKinney, back to Michael Richard. Michael can't finish the lay-in, ball tipped around, controlled by Townsend. So McKinney had the lay-in, but he tried to give it back to Michael Richard. I think Michael's a little surprised, and he missed the lay-in. Hofer, the freshman with the shot in the lane, won't go. Ben Wall clears the board. Ben holds up now, gets it to Michael Richard. Michael pushing it across the timeline. Left-handed pass in the corner to McKinney. From the right side, rolls around, kisses the glass, and drops back in. Nice soft touch by Cameron McKinney. He's got five in the quarter. Irish up 17-4, 1:58 to go in the first quarter. Hofer, the freshman, passing it down low, stolen by Wall. Ahead of the pack, he gets it to Michael Richard. Michael will lay it in. All the sales here. Off to a great start here in the 2005-2006 season. Up 19-4 against an outman Cardinal boys team. 1:38 to go in the first quarter. Townsend dribbles all the way in the lane. Nobody stops him. He'll shoot it. Misses. Gets his own rebound. Now Casey Worth fouls him. And real breakdown defensively there by DeSales. Nobody guarding Townsend. And finally, Casey Worth just kind of probably a little tired already. He just kind of reached out and grabbed him by the arm. They say it was not on the shot. Casey's second foul. Trey Cole and Nichols sit down for Waitsburg. And Tyson Cole and Gertz check back in. Bo Ebding is in for DeSale. Shot in the corner by Gertz. Won't go off the inbound. Rebound Casey Worth. Cardinals trap him, but he dribbles out of it. Then he finds Ben Wall behind the defense the other way. Can't the shot. Lindsay partially blocked it. That's the 6'5", Lindsay. But McKinney runs it down. McKinney down the lane, slices to the hoop. Scoop won't go. Rebound Hofer. The freshman out of there with it. Worth and Bo Ebding are back. Hofer pushes it in, loses it, gets it back. Tries to bounce, pass it out of it right to John Thomas. John Thomas, the senior, up the left side. Picks up his dribble, and he's called for traveling. John, one of those guys who's worked hard in Greg Vasari's program all 4 years. He's a senior, getting his first chance to play full-time on the varsity. Irish turn it over with 1 minute and 1 second to go in the first quarter, leading it 19-4. Townsend inbounds it to Tyson. Tyson Cole, a 5'9 junior. Now Townsend with it to Jeremy Nichols. Goes baseline, cut off by McKinney. McKinney to Gertz. Gertz to Tyson Cole for three. Backboard, nothing else. Townsend in. Gersh fight for the rebound. Gersh got it, kick it out to Tyson Cole, to his brother Trey Cole. Trey, the shot won't go. They could be cousins. I shouldn't say they're brothers, most definitely. Shot won't go. Long rebound to McKinney in the front court, gives it out to Casey Worth. Casey, a little hesitation, dribble, goes baseline and lays it in. Nice hesitation. He got the defense to come at him, made him look like he was going to shoot the three, then he blew by him and laid it in. Casey's got 6 points in the opening frame. 21-4 to sales, 12 seconds to go in the first. Tyson Cole, shot won't go. McKinney with the rebound. Ahead to Bo Ebding. Bo kicks back out to Worth. Top the key to John Thomas. He wants to take the three. Won't go. Rebound Gersh as the first quarter comes to an end. An excellent offensive showing for DeSales. They put up 21 first quarter points and lead it 21-4 after 8 minutes on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Strong technical resources and sound advice can be the difference between success and failure in achieving your business goals. At LeMaster and Daniels, we strive to be more than just the people you call in a panic at tax time. We want to be your partner in helping you succeed. LeMaster and Daniels, building relationships to help you build your future. We would like to take this opportunity to wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
There's nothing more exasperating than needing to have your car, truck, or RV towed. Unless, of course, it's a dead battery. Or locking your keys in the car with the engine running. Next time any of these needs surface in your life, call Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental at 525-1680. Lightfoot's has been providing 24-hour emergency roadside assistance for more than 35 years now. And with cellular dispatching, their trucks will get to you faster to get you up and running again quickly. It's time to expect more from a towing company. Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, 525-1680.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, Greg Cesari and his assistant Rob Holtzinger managed to get 8 DeSales players in the game in the first quarter. 5 of them scored. DeSales up 21-4. Michael Richard will drive it down the lane to start the second quarter and pick up a foul. Foul's on Tyson Cole. I think his first, second on the Cardinals. They lob it inside an inbound. Michael Richard catches it and scores it in the lane without coming down. Casey Worth, nice touch pass. Michael just caught it and shot it up soft with the left hand. Michael's got 7 points. Irish up 23-4. Hofer, the freshman in the game for the Cardinals, gets it to Nichols. Back to Hofer. Man-to-man defense. Straight man-to-man for the Irish right now. Casey Worth, John Thomas, Michael Richard, 3 starters on the floor along with Tim Wade and Zach Ebding. Ebding, Wade, Worth, Thomas, all seniors. Michael Richard with the ball right now is a senior junior. In the corner to Casey Worth. Shot in and out, stays out. Thomas with the rebound. Kicks it back out to Casey Worth and they'll reset. Find Zach Ebding open in the right corner. Shot won't go. Rebound by Hofer. Hofer and Wade collide. Ball goes out of bounds off Hofer. Chris Pearson up off the bench and wanted a foul called. Wade and Hofer just kind of got their legs tangled up. Hofer had the ball, fell down, and lost control of it. Inbound to Tim Wade. Casey Worth finds him, and Tim scores it. Tim Wade's first bucket of the game. Irish up 25-4. The Sales boys and girls much better defensively than the Cardinal teams they've played. Waitsburg's girls scored only 4 points in the first quarter of the girls' contest. The Irish boys are much more proficient offensively than the Irish girls were, however. The Sales girls had 21 points at the half. The Irish boys have 25 right now. Shot by Trey Cole. In and out, stays out. Tim Wade with the rebound, but then he travels looking for an outlet. Tried to reverse pivot and get it to Michael Richard, and he moved both feet. Trey Cole will call the inbound play under the Waitsburg basket at the far end of the court from my vantage point. Down at the Irish end of the floor, the Irish bench and cheerleaders and fans. Pretty good crowd. Gym about 3/4 of the way full. Long shot by Hofer. Air ball. Worth's got it. Casey looks ahead. Nothing doing. Kicks it out to Michael Richard. 3 on the way. He's got it. Michael Richard, the trailer, just spots up and drains the 3. Michael already in double figures with 10 points. 28-4 to Sales. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 28-4. 6:08 to go in the half. All the sales right now. We'll go ahead and keep it here. It's just a 30-second break. Just remind you of the schedule coming up the rest this week. The Irish boys, a late start to their season because of the football success, but they're getting it going in a hurry. 3 games this week. Of course, they're here tonight against Waitsburg. Friday, they take on Prescott. That's a boys-only contest. I think the tip-off time is 7 o'clock. I don't have my notes with me. And then Saturday, they take on Tri-City Prep, tip-off time scheduled for 6:30 following a girls' contest. And that will be a big early season matchup for the boys. Tri-City Prep has basically their whole squad back from a team that qualified for the district tournament last year. And I think several of the coaches feel that Tri-City Prep, if not the favorite in the league this year, has to be considered one of the favorites, along with probably DeSales and Liberty Christian. Waitsburg will inbound after the timeout. Hofer, the freshman, gets it off to Townsend. Ben Wall on him. Up top it goes to Nichols. Pass down low to Tyson Cole. Shot won't go. Rebound Michael Richard. He comes out of there on the dribble. speed in the motion. He gets it to McKinney. McKinney tries to save it from going out of bounds. He will. Goes off Michael Richard to Zach Ebbing. Back to Michael Richard. Double pump and scores it inside. Well, a little hectic to that pace. McKinney had to save a pass from going out of bounds. Glanced it off of Michael Richard's shoulder to Zach Ebbing. Back to Michael, who laid it in. 30-4 to Sales. 5:30 to go in the half. Backdoor cut by Nichols. Slapped away by McKinney. Controlled by Wade. Outlet to Michael Richard. Michael surveying the floor. He's a lefty. In the corner it goes to Ben Wall. Ben Wall, one dribble, gets it back to Michael Richard, who dribbles in the corner. He's going to shoot the three. It won't go. He's got a whistle and a foul. I think it's going to be on Ben Wall with a moving screen. Yes, it is. He pushed off to try to give his buddy Michael Richard some room to take that shot. Ben's first. Sixth team foul already on the Sales. 5:15 to go in the first half. Jeff Hofer, 5'9 freshman, brings it in the front court to Towns. We've got a whistle and a foul away from the ball, and now a moving screen on Waitsburg. Foul is on Jeremy Nichols, his first, third on Waitsburg. And Waitsburg will back off on the pressure. There's no way they can run with the Sales. 30-4 to Sales on top. Waitsburg get the score here 3 minutes into the second quarter. Cameron McKinney trying to size up what he wanted to do to John Gersh on the drive and drug his pivot foot as he took off on the dribble. Hofer walks it into front court. McKinney meets him at the top of the key. Swing it to Townsend on the deep on the left wing. Now up top, Nichols comes to the ball. Pass underneath to Tyson Cole. He lays it in. Tyson Cole, back cut to the basket, and they found him. Nice execution offensively for Waitsburg, and they get on the board here in the second quarter. Tim Wade goes baseline on Townsend, goes up strong, shot won't go. Zach Ebding with the rebound and the putback. No block out by Waitsburg. Zach Ebding attacking the offensive glass. He's got 5 points. Irish up 32-6, 4:27 to go in the half. Townsend in the left corner to Tyson Cole. Cole up top to Waitsburg's Jeremy Nichols. Now to Hofer. Hofer pass inside, tipped high in the air for it. On the tip, Tyson Cole can't control it and goes out of bounds. Good active hands defensively there for DeSales. Ben Wall inbounds to Michael Richard. Michael will be asked to do a little bit of everything this year. He's their best ball handler, just by far their best all-around player. Casey Wirth, very solid as well, but Michael just has a little more natural athletic skills going for him. He's taller and whatnot. But Casey Wirth and Michael Richard, two excellent all-around basketball players. Casey's on the bench right now. Actually, at the scorer's table getting set to check in. Hofer with it up high. Top of the key, Zach Ebding on him. One dribble over to Tyson Cole on the pass. Back to Hofer at the top of the key. DeSales sagging man-to-man defense. Townsend pulls up from 15 feet. Air ball. Zach Ebding with the rebound. Here they come, the Irish. Michael Richard ahead of the defense. Ebding finds him. He lays it in. Michael Richard, just a man among boys out there right now. Too fast, too tall, too good for the Cardinals. He's got 9 and a quarter, 14 for the game. Irish up 34-6. We've got a whistle and a foul on an entry pass into Nichols. I think that's on Tim Wade. Yes, it is. And that puts the Irish over the limit. That's Wade's second foul. And that stops the clock with 3:17 to go in the half. Casey Wirth and Bo Ebding check in. Wade and Mike Richard and Ben Wall come out, and John Thomas in as well. Now McKinney out. Nick Hazeltine also comes in. Nick Hazeltine, a 6-foot sophomore up off the junior varsity squad. So we've got Casey Wirth, John Thomas, a couple of starters along with Bo Ebding, Zach Ebding, and Nick Hazeltine. Nichols, front end of the 1-1 is off the mark, rebound Casey Wirth. Casey almost loses the dribble and then picks it back up. Now down the left corner to Ebding. Ebding will try to penetrate, cut off by Tyson Cole. Bo still with the dribble at the top of the key. Bo, very good ball handler. Just not much height on Bo. Listed at 5'7". That's generous. Closer to 5'5", probably. Bo's got it down the right corner. Pass inside to Casey Wirth, and he kisses it up over the rim and in. A little 5-footer on the baseline. Good turn, good jump. Jumping ability by Casey Wirth there. Casey's got 8. 36-6 to Sales. Saying hello to the Blue Mountain League in a big hurry against an outman Cardinal team. Ball's loose, dive on the floor. Nick Hazeltine dives for it. He and Gersh hit the deck. Ball rolls out of bounds. Last touch by Waitsburg. So good hustle by Nick Hazeltine, the 6 foot sophomore. 36-6 to Sales. 2:33 to go in the half. Bo Ebding with it. Up top, Tyson Cole on him. Deep left wing to John Thomas. Thomas looking for a cutter. Pass tipped, stolen by Hofer. Tipped by Gersh, stolen by Hofer. Hofer comes the other way. Ebding slaps it away from him, goes out of bounds. They say last touch by Weisberg. Tyson Cole tried to grab it. And now Ron Higgins is saying, I don't think he touched it. So mercifully, the Blue Mountain officials say, let's give the Cardinal boys a chance here. So Weisberg's going to have the ball now. They can't decide who should take it out. Tyson Cole will, right in front of the DeSales bench. To get in the backcourt to Townsend. Colton Townsend hands it off to Hofer. Hofer, just the freshman. Bo Ebding on him. Working the dribble, goes between the legs. We've got to get a five-second closely guarded call. Now Hofer tries down the right side, gets it to Tyson Cole. He throws up a wild air ball rebound. Hazeltine. Outlet to Ebding. Ebding's got Worth in the corner, but he'll keep the ball now. He gives it to Casey. Townsend on him. Casey on the dribble drive, loses it off his leg, then kicks it out of bounds. Casey a little frustrated with himself. He went around three white shirts and then kicked it out of bounds. He's got a talented foot, punter and kicker for our football team, and he is a collegiate-level punter. He'll have some opportunities if he decides to take him in that area. 1:40 to go in the first quarter. Nichols on the drive for Weisberg. Cut off, kick out to Hofer. Hofer right corner, shot up, blocked and fouled by Zach Ebding. And so Jeff Hofer, with 1:34 to go in the first quarter, will go to the free throw line. The freshman will try to get his first points of the night. Zach Ebding picks up his second foul. And the Irish have been very aggressive in that department. Unofficially, they've already picked up 18 fouls. And the Cardinals have not been able to cash in. Well, there they go. Hofer, actually, they're 3-for-4. I shouldn't say that so quick. They're 3-for-4 and out the line as Hofer hits the first one. 36-7, DeSales leads it here. They're up 21-4 in the first quarter. Hofer hits them both, and now he's going to sit down. And Trey Cole, 5'10 senior, checks in. Hazeltine waits for the ball and gets it to Bo Ebding. The Irish will walk it into front court. The final minute and a half of the first half. Irish up 36-8. John Thomas deep on the right wing looking for a cutter. Nobody open. Now he gets it up top to Ebding. Now swing it right wing to McKinney. Swing it over top of the key to Casey Worth. Townsend sags off him. Now the cutter in the lane is John Thomas. Can't hit the left-handed lane. Nick Hazeltine goes up strong with the offensive rebound. Hits the deck. He'll earn some free throws. Nice man-to-man offensive set. John Thomas got hit in stride, couldn't finish the lay-in. Nick Hazeltine, nice job on the boards. It was not a shooting foul. Didn't see who the Weisberg foul was on. Trey Cole, I think. Yes, it was. The Irish will inbound. Casey Worth got it. He dribbles it all the way out in their half court near the Cardinal emblem here at Keeson Court in Weisberg. Bo Ebding swings it to John Thomas. Long jumper won't go. Rebound Trey Cole. Inside a minute to go in the half. Irish up 36-8. Weisberg will try to get into double digits on this possession. Pass down low goes through three players. Ending up with it is Gersh, and John Gersh gets the garbage basket off the tip pass. Quickly the other way, Casey Worth at the rim. He lays it in. He's fouled by Nichols. DeSales just too quick in transition. Worth got it on the left wing, went baseline hard, laid it up and in, puts him in double figures with 10 points. Jeremy Nichols picks up his second foul, and the Irish have a chance to put 39 on the board now. They lead it 38-10 with 39.5 seconds left. Casey Worth's free throw is good. The first free throw opportunity of the season. And it's good. So DeSales doing a lot of things very well offensively and defensively here in their season opener against, quite frankly, an outmatched Cardinal club. The Chris Pearson's guys continue to play hard. Gersh with it. Up top to Trey Cole. 22 seconds to go in the half. Nichols now drives baseline. Cut off by Ebding and McKinney. Pass out tip by McKinney. Rolls all the way in the other end of the court and out of bounds. And they say last touch by Weisberg. Trey Cole saying, hey, didn't they touch it? Nothing's gone right for the Cardinals. Irish will inbound the final 10 seconds of the half. Bo Ebding working the clock down to 8 seconds. Tries to drive, kick out to Thomas. Three on the way. Off iron, won't go. Rebound tip. Case Wurst got it. He'll shoot the three to beat the buzzer. He's got it. And we've got a whistle and a foul underneath away from the ball. Let's see what we have here. The three was good with 1/10 of a second left. Now they're talking about what's going on here. Ron Higgins and the official, who I do not know, standing right on the Waitsburg Cardinal emblem at half court. So the question is, does the basket count? The foul apparently is on a Waits or DeSales player. So let's see. High tension here. The basket's good for Casey Wirth. It's a three-pointer, so their score goes to 42. If the foul's on DeSales, Waitsburg should be shooting some free throws, and that's what Chris Pearson wants to know. And Ron Higgins says, yeah, we should have a one-on-one opportunity here. So the men in the striped shirts are going to milk this 10th of a second. And it, to their credit, you know, you look at the score 42-10 now after that three-point basket, a 10th of a second to go in the half, but they want to get it right. If it's a foul on DeSales, which it looks like it was, somebody from Waitsburg should be shooting free throws. Stay tuned at the half. We'll be visiting very quickly with Irish girls head coach Tim Duncan. His girls are 2-0 on the young season and heading into a big contest Thursday against a very good LaSalle Lightning girls team. And they're still talking it over. But the good news for DeSales, they got off a shot basically at the buzzer, 1/10 of a second left. Casey Wirth drains it. Casey, 8 points in the quarter, 14 for the game. Michael Richard has 9 points in the quarter. He also has 14 for the game. So 28 points in the first half between those two players. And they've got it all settled. And John Gersh will walk to the line for the front end of a 1-1. He hit 2 free throws in the first quarter and has 4 points, does the 5'11 sophomore. His free throw just does nick the front rim. Casey Wirth rebounds it. That's the end of the first half. DeSales up 42-10. And just like the Lady Irish, they are in complete control in this Blue Mountain League opener for both the girls and the boys. And when we come back, we'll be visiting with Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that, whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
Better ideas, better banking. We at Banner Bank are committed to creating the best Northwest banking franchise by delivering superior customer value. Our people will be empowered to provide exceptional personal service and quality products to each of the communities they serve. Plus, with our full suite of online banking services at bannerbank.com, you have the ability to handle many transactions whenever you want, 24 hours a day. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Banner Bank, serving the Northwest.
Loney's Harvest Foods in Southgate is Walla Walla's only locally owned grocery store. And locally owned means old-fashioned values are alive and well at Loney's. They've teamed up with RSVP to offer free home delivery of groceries to senior citizens and the handicapped. Just call your order into RSVP at 527-3278 by Wednesday, and you'll have your groceries delivered on Thursday. How much more convenient can it get? Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate, proud sponsors of DeSales High School Athletics.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Waitsburg High School. The Irish boys on top big against the Waitsburg Cardinals, 42-10. Much like the Lady Irish jumped on the Waitsburg Cardinals girls in the opening of this Blue Mountain League doubleheader, winning 48-22. They led 21-6 at the half. So the girls were a little bit better than the boys defensively, but the Irish boys putting up 42 points in the first half. A very strong offensive effort by the boys. The girls, very importantly, are 2-0 on the season, and Tim Duncan's with us right now. And Tim, no seniors on the roster this year. The success of your program is well documented, but with no seniors on the roster, you've got to be very pleased with your 2-0 start.
Yeah, you know, we really are. You know, we're doing some things really well right out of the gate, which, you know, I thought we'd struggle with a little bit more. But our kids are seeing the floor pretty well. We're passing.
Yeah, I can hear you now, Coach. Sorry about that. Does that about three times
so
a game.
We're passing the ball really well, and that, you know, that's something I thought we'd struggle with. And so we're actually getting good balance in our offense. We're seeing the floor well. We're getting good wide passing lanes. And, you know, those are things that I thought we might struggle with early on. Defensively also, I think we're playing pretty well.
I would certainly agree, but you're obviously going to step it up a notch Thursday against the LaSalle Lightning.
Absolutely.
Talk about that matchup.
Well, I mean, obviously, they're one of the top two or three teams in the state. They're not very big. They're probably a little bit like us, maybe a little bit bigger than us, but they put a lot of pressure on you. And, you know, you've got to be able to handle that. We've got to be able to handle their constant pressure in the half court. We're going to have to shoot a little bit. We're going to have some kids that want to step up and make a play because they're going to bump you a little bit. They're going to push you, and they're going to do some holding. So you've got to be able to handle that and make a play. If we can do that, we can compete with them. There's no question in my mind if we're ready to handle that mentally. And that's where, you know, when you're young, you don't know.
Yeah, it'll be a good opportunity for the fans to see two real high-quality teams that pride themselves in making it to the state tournament. So a neat early season matchup. Coach, before I let you go, you know, real balanced effort by your girls tonight. Dairy Queen player of the game.
Yeah, I think we're going to give it to Marion Conley. She knocked down 3 threes, 4. Got us going a little bit there in the first half. And she had to play a lot of minutes because Neely went out.
I would agree. You know, my daughter Sarah is home, and the first thing she said when she brought me the stat sheet at the half of the girls' game, she goes, "Marion's good. She's really worked hard."
Yeah, she has. She had a great summer.
Yeah, Marion Conley, very deserving, and hopefully more of the same. She had a big three last week against La Crosse and 3 tonight, and hopefully more to come the rest of the season.
Right.
Thanks, Tim.
You bet.
Okay, Irish head coach Tim Duncan trying to speak to me over the good sounds of the Waitsburg Pep Band. Marion Conley, our Dairy Queen player of the game tonight. Hopefully you could hear the interview with all the noise in the background. We're going to take a quick break. The Irish boys are up 42-10 at the half. We'll be back with the halftime stats. And when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Time. We all need more time. What we really need is a grocery store that helps us to use our time better. If you have some grocery shopping to do, come on down to locally owned Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate. You'll find fresh, locally grown produce, service that is second to none, and while you're shopping, you can take care of your AT&T and power bills. Pick up some stamps at our post office, even ship your UPS packages. You'll save money and time. Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate. Community supporters for a generation and honored sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
When are you going to take driver's ed? Walla Walla Defensive Driving starts a new 8-week and concentrated 5-week course every month. The 8-week courses meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 8. while the five-week courses meet three times a week from 3:30 to 5:30. A state-certified driving school with state-certified instructors, Walla Walla Defensive Driving keeps their class sizes small to maximize the learning opportunity. For more information, call Walla Walla Defensive Driving at 527-8900. That's 527-8900.
Great service and master technicians at your Ford Connection. Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla specialize in giving you the best service. With two dealerships, there's twice the staff experience at your fingertips. The goal is to connect you to the service solution you need.
With the high cost of fuel, is your vehicle running at its optimum level? Make an appointment to make sure you're getting the correct mileage and how they can improve it with genuine Ford services.
Connect to great service and master technicians at your Ford Connection today. Find out more online at yourfordconnection.com. Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla, home of the $1,000 guarantee.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Irish boys, not much to talk about. They're already back out on the court, ready to start the second half, leading 42-10. Not much trouble. They shot 54.5% from the field, and that is unusual for a team with so few practices and most of your players coming off the football team. So good shooting, and hopefully it'll just continue to get better. Scoring for DeSales, 2 points for Ben Wall, 2 for Tim Wade, 5 for Cameron McKinney, 5 for Zach Ebding, and 14 each for Michael Richard and Casey Wirth. The Irish were 1-for-1 from the free throw line, so, and 5 of 12 from beyond the three-point line. That's just a little over 40%, so a very good job there. 22 rebounds, and they committed just 6 turnovers. I do not have any statistics on the Waitsburg squad except scoring. 2 points for Jeremy Nichols, 2 for Tyson Cole, 2 for Jeff Hofer, and 4 for John Gersh. The Cardinals were 4 of 6 from the free throw line in the first half. Respectable performance there. But obviously all the sales, leading 42-10 here as we close out our halftime. Remember, the Irish girls Thursday against LaSalle. The Irish boys will play Friday against Prescott. And both the boys and girls will play Saturday against Tri-City Prep. We're going to take one more quick break as the Waitsburg Pep Band gets the fight song going. Take one more quick break, and when we come back, we'll have second half action on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh Paint and Stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Gary's also has custom-made window treatments with factory-direct prices. Gary's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, after a quick timeout, we're ready for the start of the second half. Waitsburg will start with the basketball. The home team working offensively directly below my vantage point in front of their bench over to my left. The Irish will work at the far end of the court in front of their bench in the second half. Air ball by Gersh. Attempt at a save by Towns and good hustle, but his foot was on the end line. And the Irish will get their first offensive possession of the second half. Ben Wall, Michael Richard, Casey Worth, Cameron McKinney, and John Thomas, the five that started the game for DeSales. And for Waitsburg, it's the same. Trey Cole, John Gersh, Tyson Cole. They're whistling double dribble called on Cameron McKinney. Took the pass from Worth, bounced it once, picked it up, and took off with it again. So the Irish turn it over, unforced turnover there. The seventh of the game unofficially. Trey Cole up top to Nichols. In the corner goes to Tyson Cole. He'll fire three from the corner. Won't go. Casey Worth with the rebound. Casey under control with the ball out front to Ben Wall. Nice bounce pass to Cameron McKinney for a lay-in. Ben Walt, 6'2 and 240, caught that ball on the run. Jump stop and a perfect bounce pass to Cameron McKinney in traffic for the lay-in. Pretty transition basket for the Sales, their first bucket of the second half. They lead it 44-10. Pass inside, stolen by John Thomas. John on the race the other way. Ball stripped, gets it back from Trey Cole. Tries to get up, can't. Gives it to McKinney. McKinney, tough floater, rolls off the front rim. Ball's loose. Nichols tries to get it, shovels it to Gersh, out of bounds. Right to Jake Moore. Jake Moore, who will likely be a starter on this squad when he comes back. The 6'2 junior broke his elbow in the state football playoffs. He'll be out for a couple weeks. Michael Richard gets it to John Thomas from the left wing. Looking for a cutter, nobody open. Casey Worth now comes out high to the ball. A couple dribbles cut off. Cross-court pass to McKinney. Lob inside to Ben Wall. Backed in strong and scores it over Gersh. Ben Wall just too physical inside. So he's got a nice assist and now a bucket on two Irish possessions in the second half. Irish up 46-10, 6:15 to go in the game. In the third quarter. Up top to Townsend. Worth on in. Swing it to Trey Cole. In the corner to Tyson Cole. They'll give him that three again. He misses again. Ben Wall at the rebound. Outlet to John Thomas on the left wing. JT pulls up for a deep three. He's got it. John Thomas pull up and pop. And John gets his first bucket of the game. And the Irish are starting the second half just like they did the game. They're on a seven-point run out of the locker room. Up 49-10. 5:48 to go in the third quarter. Trey Cole up high between the circles, now to Tyson Cole. One bounce, tries to get Ben Wall in the air, got away with a travel. Shaw won't go. Rebound, Michael Richard. He comes out of there fast with it on the right wing. Now they cut him off, kicks it to McKinney. McKinney will pull up from 15. Nobody came out on him. Shaw won't go, but he follows it, gets his own rebound, and gives it back to Casey Worth, who will reset near half court. Pass to Richard. In the lane, little five-footer. He's got it. Michael Richard's got 16. Irish up 51-10. Gersh on the left wing of it. The Waitsburg band has put their equipment away. They're done for the day, and they're walking down the sideline. Now ball's loose. Tyson Cole gets it back in backcourt. John Thomas couldn't beat him to the ball, but he grabs him and fouls him. John's second foul. And that'll turn the ball back over to Waitsburg. Three green shirts set to check in 3 minutes into the second half. Zach and Bo Ebding, along with Tim Wade, McKinney, Worth, and Michael Richard will sit down. So Ben Wall and John Thomas stay out there. Ben Wall will walk over to half court on the Keeson Court lettering and inbound it to Bo Ebding. Jeff Hofer, the freshman for the Cardinals, has checked in. Waitsburg trying to trap on the inbound. The Irish, Zach Ebding throws over the top to Thomas, top of the key. Back to Ebding on the right wing. Lob inside for Wall. Knocked away and stolen by Gersh. Nice job by John Gersh. He's a 5'11 sophomore, good sized kid. And he's had some athletic plays tonight. Waitsburg, a young team, playing hard. Hofer in the corner to Gersh. Looks for the three, but Bo Ebding's on him. Now Thomas slaps it away, and Ben Wall comes up with the loose ball to Bo Ebding. Ebding drives into the lane, bounce pass down low, kicks out of bounds by one of the Cardinals, trying to get it to his brother Zach, cutting to the basket, but the Cardinals close down the passing lane. Irish will inbound, call the inbound play. John Thomas looking to get it inside. Instead goes out top to Bo Ebding, or Zach Ebding, and they'll set. Zach, the senior, gives it off to his brother Bo on the left wing. Bo on the dribble drive, cut off by Trey Cole. Thomas comes to the ball and gets the pass at the top of the key. Hofer on him. Thomas still the dribble. Now he does. Dribbles left. Now swings it right on the pass to Zach Ebding at the top of the key. Zach backs in on Hofer. Now kicks it back out to Bo Ebding. Swing it to Zach outside the three-point line. Zone defense penetrated by Ebding. Zach kicks it out to Bo. Back to Zach at the top of the key. Swing it to John Thomas for three. Off the arm and go. Bo Ebding with a rebound. He'll dribble it back out between the legs with the dribble. Top of the key. Now to Zach Ebding. Zach loses the ball high in the air. Nichols tips it, Hofer's got it. So the Irish turn it over there, and Jeff Hofer comes into front court. Deep right wing to Gersh. Top of the key now to Nichols. Slapped away by John Thomas. Nichols goes to the deck to save it. Ebding dives for it. That's Bo. Now John Thomas and Gersh are tied up on the floor right in front of the Waitsburg bench. It's going to be a jump ball, and the arrow is in favor of DeSale. And now Ben Wall comes out, as does John Thomas. Casey Wirth checks back in, and Josh Richard comes in for the first time in the varsity contest. Josh, a 6'2 junior, played a couple quarters in the JV game. By the way, that JV boys game was very exciting. The Cardinals of Waitsburg beat the Sales in the JV game in overtime, 52-51. An exciting contest. Zach Ebding tries to dump it down low to Josh Richard, knocked away by Gersh and out of bounds. So the Irish will run the inbound play under their own basket with 3:16 to go in the third. Wirth looks inside, nobody open. Now Bo Ebding comes to the ball, gets it back to Casey Wirth just as he does get inbounds. He dumps it inside to Wade. Wade can't hit the shot. Rebound bounces off Josh Richard's forehead and goes right to Townsend. Josh just about had it. Couldn't get the hands quite close enough together. Hofer drives in. Contact. He and Richard collide. And Hofer's going to get a couple shots. Richard and Wade were both there. Let's see who the foul is on. And it's on Josh Richard, his first. And Jeff Hofer, who's 2 for 2 at the line in the first half for both of his points in this game, will shoot two more free throws. He misses the first one at the 3:01 mark of the third quarter. The Sales up 51-10. Waitsburg still looking for their first points of the second half. And they still are, as Hofer misses them both. So the girls and boys for Waitsburg have suffered long offensive dry spells. Ebding behind the back with a dribble now. Crossover, gets it in the right corner to Wirth. Backside cut, Zach Ebding, Wirth finds him. Casey deep on the right wing, a bullet, two-handed overhead pass to Zach Ebding for a lay-in from the left side. Zach's got 7, nice assist by Casey Wirth. 53-10 to Sales. Trey Cole with it at the WIA emblem, about 15 feet away on the left side. Misses a shot, Zach Ebding with the rebound. Outlet to Bo Ebding. Bo dribbles to the top of the key, right wing, Zach Ebding. Looking down low for Josh Richard and set up top to Bo. To Zach Ebding now in the corner. Dumps it inside to Josh Richard. Open for the shot. Won't go. Rebound Tim Wade. Wade. One dribble kick out to Casey Wirth. Wirth. Head fake. Pulls up from 16. Kisses off the glass and scores it. Nice fundamental play by Casey. They came at him at the three-point line. Little head fake. Two dribbles. Elevates. Kisses it off the glass from the left side. Casey's got 16. Irish up 55-10. Trey Cole in the left corner with it. Up high to Nichols. Nichols with Bo Ebding on him. Now it goes to Hofer, the freshman. Tries to get Wade in the air, pulls up from 16. Barely nicks the rim. Rebound, Josh Richard. The 6'2 junior gets it off to Bo Ebding. Ebding, Bo, and Josh Richard, a couple sophomores, and 3 seniors. Casey Wirth, Zach Ebding, and Wade on the floor. Wirth, long shot, won't go. Richard keeps it alive on the rebound, kicks out to Zach Ebding. Ebding misses the shot. Gersh with the rebound. As I try to catch up, Gersh to Townsend, now to Hofer into front court for Waitsburg. Now to Gersh, baseline left side, got around Wirth, and then Wirth slaps it away and out of bounds from behind. So Casey got beat off the dribble, but then with the quick hand, slapped it away and out of bounds. And on the whistle, Tim Wade and Casey Wirth will sit down, and Nick Hazeltine and Mike Richard will check in. Irish will go zone defense off the inbound. Three guys in the back line with their back to the ball. Stopping cutters in the lane, they go in the corner to Gersh. Up high in the right wing, it goes to Tyson Cole. Ball tipped away by Josh Richard to Mike Richard to Zach Ebding behind the defense. Hofer blocks it out of bounds. Nice hustle by the freshman, Hofer. As Josh and Mike Richard, they're cousins, nephews of mine, proud to say that. Inbound pass to Hazeltine. Hazeltine can't hit the shot. Rebound tipped. They say last touch by DeSales. And with 1:12 to go in the third quarter, Irish lead at 55-10. In fact, the Richard Spies clan has 4 players in the basketball program. Josh Richard, the junior, and Michael Richard, also a junior, and then a couple of freshmen, Tim Richard and Marcus Spies. Hofer, shot won't go in and out, stays out. Josh Richard clears the board. Outlet to Bo Ebding. Up court quickly to Michael Richard. Michael Richard surveys the defense, kicks it to Bo Ebding. Bo will back it out, now they'll set the offense. Bo, hesitation, dribble, bounce pass inside to Nick Hazeltine, lays it in. Bo Ebding dribbled down the left lane, drew the defense, and a nice shovel pass to Nick Hazeltine for the bucket. I've got a whistle as the ball's tipped, and it goes out of bounds. I thought they were going to call a foul, just out of bounds off Zach Ebding. 57-10. DeSales defense is pitching a shutout. Waitsburg has 36.9 seconds left in this quarter to try to get some points on the board. Townsend with it to Trey Cole. Top of the key to Tyson Cole. Swing it to Gersh. Defense has been the story. Gersh drug his pivot foot and got away with it there. Gersh with Michael Rich on it. Ball slapped away. Now Gersh will get another dribble. Now to Townsend. Back to Gersh. Top of the key. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. In the corner goes to Nichols. Pass inside for Townsend. Tipped out of bounds. They say last touch by DeSales. And Trey Cole will inbound it. Gets it to Tyson Cole. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Pass to Gersh. Deep on the right wing in front of the Cardinal bench. Up top it goes to Nichols. They leave him wide open from three. He won't take it. He'll dribble in twice and shoot it and score it with 2 seconds to go in the quarter. So the Cardinals avoid the shutout at the end of the third quarter. Nichols hits it with 2 seconds to go, but it's all DeSales right now. 8 minutes left in this contest. 57-12. DeSales leads it on 100.7 FM KSSF.
The local economy is important to everyone who lives here. Our local economy benefits when we spend our disposable income right here at home. At Community Bank, they invest your money right here because they believe in our communities. They help build new homes, additions, garages, and barns. They help you buy trucks and trailers. They truly are local money working for local people. See the difference at Community Bank in Pendleton, Hermiston, Milton Freewater, and Walla Walla. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live for the final 8 minutes. Well, the Waitsburg Cardinals have a chance to score four in a row here. They scored with 2 seconds to go in the third quarter for their first points of the second half, and they will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Nichols gets it to Trey Cole. Inside to Nichols. Back to Gersh over in the left corner over Michael Richard, and he's got it. And just like that, the Cardinals have scored four in a row. McKinney the other way with it. It's McKinney, Hazeltine, Tim Wade, Bo Ebding, and Michael Richard on the floor for DeSales. For the Cardinals, it's the five players who started the game. Tyson and Trey Cole, Townsend, Gersh, and Nichols. Ball knocked away from Hazeltine in the transition. Here come the Cardinals. Tyson Cole to Trey Cole. Trey holds up now, top of the key, now excuse me, left wing to Gersh. Now in the baseline to Townsend. Cut off by Hazeltine. Back to Gersh. Gersh goes baseline. Cut off by McKinney in the corner. Up top it goes to Trey Cole. Swing it to Tyson Cole at the top of the key. Cross court pass to Gersh. Shot on the way from the left wing. Won't go. Rebound Bo Ebding. Good block out by Bo. It's just 5'7". All green shirts underneath. Bo in the front court. Still dribbling on the left wing. Hesitation goes inside. Slaps away from behind by Tyson Cole. Goes right to Gersh. To Townsend now. So the Irish turn it over. Good defense by Tyson Cole. Trey Cole with it. Pass on the left wing goes to Gersh. Gersh, long jumper off the iron. Won't go. Rebound tip. Controlled by Cameron McKinney. Outlet to Bo Ebding. Bo wants to run. Cardinals hustle back. Right corner goes to Michael Richard. He'll pull up three. Off the iron. Won't go. Rebound Tyson Cole. Irish up 57-14. Long pass to Nichols behind the defense, but Nichols can't control it, and he falls out of bounds with the ball. Chris Pearson hoping for a call. They're hoping maybe that somebody knocked Nichols down. Casey Wirst going to check in. Bo Ebding comes out. Josh Richard checks in, and Michael Richard comes out. Tim Wade comes out as well. There's only four. Who else came in? I guess John Thomas. We got John Thomas, Josh Richard, Cameron McKinney, Nick Hazeltine, and Casey Worth, who fires a long three from the corner. Won't go. Josh Richard, offensive rebound, put back. The 6'2 junior, starting offensive lineman on that football team, got physical inside, and he gets his first points of the season at the varsity level. 59-14 to sales. On the drive is Tyson Cole, fouled, I think, by John Thomas. Yep, John Thomas will pick up his third. Josh Richard becomes the ninth DeSales player to get into the score column. 10 players have played for Greg Cesari's squad. Kyle Williams, the sophomore on the Irish bench, the only Irish player who hasn't seen action tonight. Inbounds pass stolen away by John Thomas. Quickly up court to Casey Worth. In the corner to Cameron McKinney. Look in the lane for Josh Richards, except he was cutting to the basket. The ball goes right to Tyson Cole. Cole spins, pulls up from 4 feet, won't go. Rebound John Thomas. 59-14 to sales. 5:30 to go in the game. McKinney in the left corner. Top of the key, Casey Worth. Finds Josh Richard wide open underneath, and Josh finishes with the left hand. Casey Worth sees the floor so well. Josh Richard had his guy pinned on the left block. He was trying to front him. Casey Worth got the pass on the rotation at the top of the key on the right side and just zipped the pass. So Josh Richard has scored four in a row. The Irish are over the 60-point mark, leading 61-14 with 5 minutes left in this contest. The Sales will get back into Blue Mountain League play, actually playing their first three games of the year will all be Blue Mountain League counters. They take on Prescott Friday at the Sales. That's a boys-only contest. Prescott girls do not field a varsity squad. And then a key early season matchup against Tri-City Prep on Saturday. Prescott has played a couple Blue Mountain League games already. They beat Pomeroy. And then lost to, who did they lose to the other night? Might have been Tri-City Prep. 61-14 to Sales. The ball's gone out of bounds as I babble. Irish inbound it to Nick Hazeltine. We've got a whistle and a foul on the inbound play. Foul's on Nichols, his third. Not a shooting foul, so the Sales will inbound it again at the 4:48 mark of the game. Look to get inside as Thomas all blocked off. So they go out top to McKinney. Deep right corner goes to John Thomas. Tyson Cole on him. Thomas spins in the lane, draws the contact, can't hit the shot. Nice job by John Thomas. Went inside with a left-hand dribble, got the defense in the air, used his body to protect himself, protect the ball, drew the contact, and will earn the free throws. Excuse me. Get a little sip of water as John Thomas goes to the line. John's first free throw rolls around, kisses the glass, and drops in. The Irish are a perfect 2-for-2 from the free throw line right now for the night. Make it 3-for-3. A very good shooting night, which is unusual for a season opener, especially a late start after that football success. But Greg Cesari's squad shooting well over 50% from the field, and they're perfect 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Got a whistle and a foul on the drive. Trey Cole got a step on Cameron McKinney, and Cameron picks up his first foul of the game. 63-14. Rob Holtzinger yelling out some encouragement to the Irish. I think Rob's going to be the defensive specialist for DeSales this year. His coaching staff and Greg Cesari will probably run the offensive scheme. And they inbound the ball to Jeremy Nichols out near half court. Can't quite handle it. When he finally gets control of it, he's in back court, and that is over and back, says Ron Higgins of the Blue Mountain League Officials Association. And the Irish will inbound it at half court after the turnover. 4.5 minutes left. Deep left wing to Bo Ebning. Looks at a three but won't take it. Down low instead to Josh Richard. One dribble kick out to McKinney. McKinney on the drive. Fade away in the lane. Won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Josh Richard, they say. Josh wipes the sweat off his hands. He had a chance at that one, just couldn't quite get a grip on it. He leads the Sales in scoring here in the fourth quarter, does Josh. He's got four of the Irish's 6 fourth quarter points. Townsend with Hazeltine on him. In the left corner it goes to Gersh. Now to Townsend. Swing at top of key. Tyson Cole from 16 straight away. Shot won't go. Josh Richard with the rebound. Off to Bo Ebding. Bo pushes it hard in the front court. Deep left wing to McKinney. McKinney on the drive. Spins in. Stripped and fouled. They say he was shooting the ball, so he'll shoot a couple. Free throws. The foul is on Tyson Cole. So Bo Ebding, or check that, Cameron McKinney will go to the free throw line. Cameron's got 7 points. He had a three early on in the game. Had 5 in the first quarter. He misses the first free throw. That's the first miss at the free throw line for DeSales tonight. Jeff Hofer, the freshman, checks in for Chris Pearson's Waitsburg Cardinals, and Trey Cole, a senior, checks out. Only two seniors on the Cardinal roster. Trey Cole, the only one who sees significant minutes. And that free throw touches every bit of the rim, and then most importantly, the net, as it drops in for Cameron McKinney. And he'll come out of the game, and Zach Ebding will check in. 64-14, a 50-point lead for DeSales with 3:45 to go. All Irish on this night. The girls win, and the boys are well in control, obviously, in this one. Townsend down low up over Richard. Won't go. Rebound. Tipped out. Gersh's got it to Hofer. To Townsend on the baseline. Kick to Tyson Cole. Tyson Cole up high to Hofer. Swing it over to Gersh. Gersh tries to drive on Ebding. Gets in the lane. Nice drive. Shot won't go. Rebound in the corner. Run down by Bo Ebding. Long pass up court to John Thomas. And the Cardinals hustle back on defense. Thomas kicks out to Bo Ebding for three. Won't go. Long rebound by his brother, Zach Ebding. Zach's the senior. Bo the junior. Gets it to the cutter. Bo Ebding. He can't find a lane to shoot. Now he kicks it back out to Thomas. John Thomas will set the offense. To Bo Ebding. In the lane to his brother, Zach. Zach drives in. Shot blocked out of there by Hofer. Run down by Hazeltine. To Richard. Little five-footer. Won't go. Rebound to Gersh for the Cardinals. 64-14 to Sales. 2:48 to go in the contest. Deep right wing to Gersh. Gersh up top to Nichols. Outside the three-point line, Josh Richard on him. In the left corner outside the arc to Tyson Cole. To Hofer. Down low to Townsend. Pass off his hand. Actually hit the backboard. Josh Richard controls it. Now to Bo Ebding. Bo at the top of the key with the ball. Tyson Cole on him. Bo loses the dribble. Cole almost gets it from him. Now he gets it to John Thomas. John Thomas on the dribble of Hofer on him. Drives all the way and kick out in the corner. Wild pass saved by Zach Ebding. He stands in the corner with it. Needs somebody to come to the ball. Now it's Hazeltine. Hazeltine on the block on the right side. Can't hit the shot. Rebound on the deck. Josh Richard picks it up and lays it in. Josh Richard kind of got tripped up as he went up for that shot as a couple players hit the ground going after the ball. And Josh has 6 points all in this fourth quarter. 66-14 to Sales. Inside 2 minutes to go in the game now. The Sales will start the season 1-0. They had a lot of success last year, going 23-3. Two of those losses at the state tournament. Two of the three losses on the season to eventual state champion Sunnyside Christian. Shot missed by the Cardinals. Zach Ebding with a rebound, heads the other way. So Irish off to a good start, but obviously an outmatched Cardinal team. Shot missed by Bo Ebding. We've got a foul on the rebound. We'll see who it's on. It's on Nick Hazeltine. Hazeltine picks up his first foul. Bo Ebding, the only Irish player who's been in the game who has not scored. Greg Fazari and Rob Holtzinger have got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 DeSales players in the contest. Kyle Williams, the only player who hasn't been in. Sophomore who played in the JV game. Waitsburg's Connor Talbot in for the first time. 5'10 sophomore has the ball, gives it off to Tyson Cole. Tyson's called for traveling. Also in for Waitsburg, Kellen Gerke, a 5'10 freshman. Played in the JV contest. Bo Ebding, top of the key, drives all the way in, goes up with a shot, can't hit it. Bo had a chance to score there. Rebound off by number 50 for Waitsburg and a foul. Number 50 is not in the program. See if I can find him on the JV roster. No, I can't. The numbers only go up to 42 on the JV roster. So number 50 is in there. Minute to go in the game. Irish up 66-14. Jeff Hofer, freshman, brings it up. Deep right side, it goes to Connor Talbot. He's a sophomore, cut off on the baseline. Pass to number 50. Loses it between his legs, picks it back up. Bounce pass inside to Kellen Gerke. Gerke can't find the handle, and he's... Oh, I thought he stepped out of bounds. We're going to say foul. Foul on the Irish. I think it's on Josh Richard, his second. And Tyson Cole will inbound it. Up high it goes to Hofer. Hofer to Talbot. Back to Hofer. Talbot now comes to the top of the key. Tyson Cole. Whole other set of names and faces to put together for the Cardinals out there right now. Number 32 takes the shot. That's Gerke. Won't go. Rebound Zach Ebding. Off to his brother, Bo. Bo pushes in the front court. Let's see if we can get Bo a basket here in the final 30 seconds of this contest. He's trying to shake and bake on Talbot. Cut off. Gets it to Thomas. Left wing. Up top to Zach Ebding now. Looking for a cutter down low. Sofron and Ebding goes left side, bounces it off his foot and out of bounds. Unforced turnover with 19.9 seconds left. Week night Blue Mountain League doubleheader. Makes for a long day. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. A couple of one-sided victories for the girls and the boys to open Blue Mountain League play. Waitsburg obviously in the learning and progress, make progress during the season mode. They're both probably, I know obviously the league season has just started, but these two Waitsburg clubs probably trying to build for better things next year. Pass inside to Tyson Cole. He puts it up and in on a nice pass from Connor Talbot. Tyson Cole's got 4 points, 66-16. And that's going to be the final basket of the game. So Waitsburg scores the last basket of the game, but the Irish scored almost all of them in between. 66-16. DeSales opens up the season with a win. We'll be back with a happy totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh Paint and Stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Gary's also has custom-made window treatments with factory direct prices. Gary's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
Hi, Scott Abagin for Abagin Toyota in Walla Walla. Have you heard the term certified vehicle and wondered what that really means? When it says Toyota certified, it means you're protected. Now with a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and roadside assistance with 3-month or 3,000-mile platinum-level coverage. It also means we have Toyota technicians performing a 160-point quality assurance inspection. And we run a vehicle history report on each and every vehicle. Don't be fooled. There's so-called certified, then there's Toyota certified. At Abagin Toyota, Eastgate, Walla Walla.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Waitsburg High School. The gym's starting to empty out as the boys from Waitsburg and DeSales are shaking hands and headed to the locker room. All DeSales in this boys' contest, 66-16. A very quick start for DeSales in their season opener. Casey Worth hit his opening touch of the season, a two-pointer. Then Michael Richard and Cameron McKinney came down and hit threes. Zach Ebding hit a three in that first quarter. Casey Worth ended up with 6 points in the quarter. DeSales blitzes Waitsburg right out of the chute, 21-4 after the first quarter. They scored 21 more points in the second quarter, holding Waitsburg to six and led it 42-10 at the half. The offense slowed down a bit in the second half, but the defense was extremely good against the outmatched Cardinals. Waitsburg did not score a field goal in the third quarter until just 2 seconds were left in the third. They outscored Waitsburg 15-2 in the fourth quarter. Pretty much all reserves for DeSales, and they still outscore Waitsburg 9-4 in the fourth quarter, winning going away 66-16. That's the scoring summary. DeSales 1-0 on the season, 1-0 in Blue Mountain League play. The Irish girls win as well. Both teams 1-0 to start the Blue Mountain League season. We'll be back with more statistics when we come back on the postgame show on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It's a sign of the times. Banking is going national. More and more local banks are being bought up by national conglomerates, and that means less personalized service for you. At Community Bank, they're the opposite pole on the spectrum. They truly are local money working for local people. At their branches, you'll be treated as an individual with answers to your questions from a real person. See the difference at Community Bank in Pendleton, Hermiston, Milton, Freewater, and Walla Walla. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Can you afford to play the market? It's pretty tough to do without sound advice from people like Bill Fleener at Piper Jaffray. Let Bill Fleener help you assess your investment risks and maximize your returns. There's simply no substitute for experience. For more than 100 years now, Piper Jaffray has been a member of the New York Stock Exchange and the SIPC. Give Bill Fleener a call today at 525-0590. That's 525-0590. Piper Jaffray, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
Wait, so your car rolls off a cliff into the ocean?
I'm leaning against the bumper so Kate can take my picture.
And the car starts to roll?
Yeah, I forgot to set the parking brake.
So it rolls off the cliff?
Off the cliff into the ocean, yeah.
Because no one is more focused on getting your car back to normal than your farmer's agent. Describing how you got into an accident can be a lot harder than describing how you got out of one.
So I already got my car back.
Whoa, who's your insurance company?
Farmers Auto Insurance. Get you back where you belong.
In Walla Walla, see Bill Urego. Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Waitsburg High School on this Tuesday night Blue Mountain League doubleheader. Irish boys win 66-16. Irish girls win 48-22. Girls are 2-0. Boys, first game of the year, they are 1-0. Let's look at the scoring statistics. Waitsburg, not much to look at. Only four players score. Jeff Hofer with two, Tyson Cole with four, Jeremy Nichols with four, and John Gersh, who I thought was a pretty athletic-looking 5'11 sophomore. He had 6 points for Waitsburg. Four to Sales, 10 players got in the game. Nine of them score points. Nick Hazeltine scored two. Tim Wade scored two. Ben Wall scored four. John Thomas had five. Josh Richard had six. The 6'2 junior getting all six of his points in the fourth quarter. 7 points for Zach Etting. 8 points for Cameron McKinney in his first basketball contest in an Irish uniform, the 5'10 junior transfer student. Good start for him. And then Casey Worth and Michael Richard, 16 points each. They each had 14 in the first half and two in the second half. Both of them hit a couple of threes and had very good floor games. Those two guys will really carry DeSales offensively, and the supporting cast was there as well tonight, obviously, as they score a total of 66 points. DeSales was 4 of 5 from the free throw line, and Waitsburg was 4 of 8 from the free throw line. We're going to take another break, get the percentages, the shooting percentages and the rebound stats to you, and you can think about who our Dairy Queen player of the game should be for this first boys contest of the year. We'll pick that and wrap things up when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
At Pizzari's, we're known for our famously tasty pizza pies.
You watch us make them with the hungriest of eyes.
But we do more than pizza. Come on, tell them, you guys.
Ah, yes. From spaghetti to fettuccine, we're king of the pasta.
And hot or cold, our sandwiches won't greatly cost you.
Don't forget salads, chef, taco, shrimp, and lobster.
Lobster? Randy, we don't do lobster.
I know, but we were on a roll and I didn't have a rhyme.
Boys, get back at the work where you can best use your timing. Making pizzas, pastas, sandwiches, and salads. Not silly rhyming.
Mamma mia.
Pizzari's on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
Rabies is a fatal viral disease that affects the central nervous system of almost all mammals. Animals contract rabies through the bite of an infected animal or from contact with infected saliva on abraded skin. Prevention is the only way to combat rabies for the protection of your pet and family members. Contact your Walla Walla area veterinarian today for a comprehensive vaccination program for your pets that includes protection against rabies. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Nobody sells new Pontiacs, Buicks, or GMCs for less. Nobody. For more than 50 years now, Dale Graves has offered these quality cars and trucks at the lowest prices available anywhere. Low-pressure salespeople, high customer satisfaction ratings, and tightly controlled overhead. Just a few of the reasons why Dale Graves has been a community leader in the automobile business for so long. Dale Graves, Inc. Pontiac Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. A proud member of the DeSales family.
Need some fabrication work or machining done? Walla Walla Farmers Co-op has one of the best fab shops that you'll find anywhere. Whether it's sprayer parts, steel tubing, steel plate, steel shaft, chrome cylinder shaft, stainless steel, or aluminum, there's no job too small or too large for our full-service machine and fabrication shop. Come in and see what else we have to offer at the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op Machine Shop, 928 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back to wrap things up here at Waitsburg High School. The Irish boys win it 66-16. Gave you the scoring on our last set. Here in the final set, I've got some turnover, rebounding, and shooting percentage statistics. The sales was very hot in the first half, 54.5%. They cooled off a little bit in the second half. And for the game, they shoot 28 of 60 from the field, 47%. That is excellent considering only six practices since the end of football season. They were a very hot 5 of 12 in the first half from the three-point stripe. They were just 1 of 7 in the second half to finish 6 of 19 from beyond the arc. They committed 14 turnovers, and they picked up 48 rebounds, spread very evenly, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Every player that got in the game got at least one rebound. Josh Richard, who played only in the fourth quarter, statistically... for the little blip on the radar there. Josh Richards statistically leads the sales and rebounding with six rebounds to go with his 6 points. So Josh, a 6'2 junior, a productive fourth quarter, 6 points and six rebounds in that quarter. Casey Wirth and Zach Epting had five rebounds each, and then several players had one, two, or three rebounds. Well, that's the tale of the tape. The Irish win at 66-16. We've got to pick a Dairy Queen player of the game, and I'm going to go with Casey Wirth. He had an excellent floor game. He had that opening shot of the season on his first touch. He had several picture-perfect assists in the second half, so an excellent all-around effort for Casey Wirth. The senior will probably be called on to lead his team in a lot of ways this year, and he'll get a lot of help from Michael Richard and others. But Casey Wirth is our Dairy Queen player of the game for the first game of the season. Well, that's going to about do it for our first Blue Mountain League doubleheader of the year. The Irish girls win 48-22. The Irish boys win 66-16. Great job back at the studio by Dan. Thank all of you for listening. And, of course, thank all of our great sponsors, because without them we couldn't bring you these broadcasts, and it should be another great season of basketball for the boys and the girls, hopefully ending up where it did last year at the Spokane Arena in March, but that's a long ways from now, but hopefully we can get there. We've got a busy week of basketball still ahead. Thursday night, the girls take on LaSalle, the number one ranked team in the state in the preseason poll, two teams that met last year at the state tournament, and LaSalle's girls have virtually their whole squad back, so that will be a real test for the Lady Irish. So if you want to see some high-level girls basketball at the B level, definitely from LaSalle, at least the way the rankings go, and then the Irish girls with no seniors on the roster, they're going to find out where they stand. They're 2-0 right now, but they just step it up a notch in competition against LaSalle Thursday at 6:30. Then the boys will be in action against Prescott on Friday. We'll be on the air for that one. I think the tip-off for that one is at 7 o'clock. Then Saturday, Tri-City Prep comes to town for a Blue Mountain League doubleheader. The girls at 5, and the boys to tip-off at 6:30. Along with the Sales, Tri-City Prep has got to be considered a favorite in the Blue Mountain League this year, and they've got several games under their belt, returned virtually their whole team from last year's district qualifier. So that'll be an excellent early season Blue Mountain League matchup Saturday when the Irish entertain Tri-City Prep. So girls versus LaSalle Thursday, boys versus Prescott Friday, boys and girls versus Tri-City Prep Saturday. All those games at the DeSales High School Complex. Well, hope you enjoyed everything. I hope you're enjoying this Advent season. This is the week of joy. The pink candle on the Advent wreath is lit this week, so I hope you're having a joyous week and a joyous Advent season. And so this is Mike Spees saying good night, and we'll be back on Thursday with the girls' game versus LaSalle. Until then, I'll say God bless, and we'll send it back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This broadcast was brought to you in part by Inland Cellular, John's Wheatland Bakery, L&G Ranch Supply, Concrete Industries, Loney's Harvest Foods, McDonald's Zaring Insurance, Post Atlantic Plus, Smoky Blues Pizza, Soil Tech Northwest, Stewart's French Dry Cleaners, Taco John's, U.S. Bancorp Piper Jaffray, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, Stone Creek Furniture, and Extra Touch. Please join us again next time for more exciting sports action from the DeSales Fighting Irish right here on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.